Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, nearly 4 weeks after Bord na Mona announced 150 job losses at the facility in Mount Dillon in County Longford due to the ESB's closure of its Lochree power plant in nearby Lanesborough, the Environment Minister, Richard Bruton, has been in Tullamore today. He was meeting worker directors and TDs and government task force agencies discussing the future for Bord na Mona workers in the Midlands. He spoke to our regional correspondent, Teresa Mannion, before the meeting.
Well, as you know, Bord na Mona has been pursuing a strategy of brown to green, where it has looked at very considerable opportunities for diversification into the renewables, into material management, into other forms of aquaculture and so on. So it has a very active strategy of diversification, but we also need to look at other opportunities in the region. As you know, the regional enterprise team has identified opportunities in decarbonised economy as a key opportunity for the Midlands. So we want to flesh out how that can be realised.
Now, the Gaerlach of Longford County Council is Fine Gael Councillor Micheál Carrigy. Good evening.
Good evening, Mary.
Now, you were in Tullamore today. You met the minister. And there was also a special meeting of Longford County Council to discuss this crisis. Did you hear anything today that gives you hope that these jobs can be protected in some way?
Yeah, no, the minister was down, to investigate the issues on the ground that, have occurred in the last number of weeks. And, there is a commitment there from government, that the no impact, on job, and it's about developing a strategy, for the transitions of all the employees of Bord na Mona. But first of all, today we had a meeting of Longford County Council, to discuss the issue of the shutdown of Lochree Power Station and then the effect that it has on Bord na Mona and them works has been put on protective notice. And I think one of the most important things at this minute in time is the fact that the EPA has not come back with a decision on a licence for DSB, who made an application as far back as January of this year, and they still haven't made a decision on that application. And that's something I think that's important that they need to make straight away, because if that is a positive decision, that would mean that the Lochree power station would get back working again.
It'll get a lifeline.
Yes, it would get a lifeline, and that's going to have an effect on the Bord na Mona workers as well that supply the peat into that plant. So I'd be calling on the EPA to make that decision immediately. Any other planning organisation, through the local authorities, have a small time frame to make planning decisions. But 7 months later, we still haven't got a decision from the EPA. So I'd be calling on them to make their decision immediately.
Did you ask the minister about that today?
Yes, it was said at the meeting, but the DPA is a separate organisation,
sure,
so that's what I'd be asking, calling on them publicly here, to make that decision known straight away, as I say, because if it's a positive decision, then we can get, the Lochree power station up and running again and look at getting the workers on the Mount Dillon site back working in Bord na Mona.
And do you believe that is a viable proposition, that you can get Mount Dillon back up and running?
The just transition is there. We all know,
And you heard the minister's buzzwords, brown to green. He's talking about diversification, decarbonised economy. The future is going one way.
Well, the future, but there's we've all agreed, and everyone is, the just transition up until 2027. And that has all been agreed. And, the various regional transition things have been put in place with that date in mind, to have things in place for then retraining of workers, etc. We've hit the bit of a cliff edge, I suppose, in the last number of weeks with the decision at Lochree Power and then the planning decision for Shannon Bridge by on Bord Panala. So, I firmly believe, there are work there for the workers in Mount Dillon. Even if tea production comes to an end, there's at least 2 to 3 years' work for them workers in rehabilitating the bog, which they have to, Bord na Mona have to do. So there's no reason for these layoffs, to happen. And we also have, put plans in place as a local authority, as a tourism committee in Longford, and we've built into our county development plan to develop a Mid-Shannon Wilderness Park in the, 20,000-30,000 hectares of bogland that we have there. And something like that can be an economic driver for South Longford, as I said, provide jobs, But the best people to do that and rehabilitate the bog are the actual workers that are in Bordenamona at present.
You also have the decision last week, of course, by Enbord Pleanála to refuse permission for the power plant in Shannon Bridge in Offaly. I suppose that doesn't bode well for plans in Loughrea, does it?
No, that planning application is live with Longford County Council at the minute. I would be hopeful that would be a positive result, but I would assume if it was that Antashka would appeal that decision to Enbord Pleanála. And, you know, I really question, though, myself, to be honest, the power that some of these organisations have got, you know, like the, you know, Antashka that can, you know, make.
So which decision are you hoping Antashka will appeal?
I'm not hoping that they will appeal, as say, the decision for the Loughrea Power Station is with Longford County Council. If that is successful, I would assume that Antashka will then try to appeal that to Enbord Pleanála, you know, the same as, and try and get the same decision that they got at Shannon Bridge.
How many jobs are now at risk in Longford?
Directly in Bordenamona, you have 140 out between the seasonal workers and full-time workers. You also have 40 staff in the Loughrea Power Station. But it's a knock-on effect that it has to the local economy, the local shops. Like something like this happening in South Longford is akin to a large, you know, company in Dublin.
Of course, because it's traditional to the lives of so many families in South Longford.
That's, you know, for generations since the 1940s when Bordenamona was set up, it's been a lifeblood for the region, for all the businesses, you know, for, you know, a lot of people that are seasonal workers or part-time farmers. So it's going to have a massive impact on this whole part of the county. So like, I know that the regional transition team that has been put in place has been organising various, you know, events and conferences with regard to creating, you know, other business opportunities, which there are. And I do believe, you know, climate change, it presents a lot of challenges, but it also, you know, presents opportunities for businesses, whereas the farm renewables, you know, heating homes, remote working, or even smart farming. So, as I said, there are, you know, opportunities as well, but as I said, the regional transition team is there in place. Athlone IT recently announced that they got funding for, you know, 23 springboard courses and programmes which are going to be developed to support impact as employees of Bordenamona, but I'd be calling them Bordenamona as well to treat the employees with respect. I don't think they've done that over the last number of weeks. They signed up to an agreement with the unions only in June with regard to it, and then within a couple of weeks they turn around and then the employees are hearing it on the national media that they're going to be put on protective notice without even being informed by Bordenamona. So I think that was unacceptable.
We leave it there. Micheál, thank you very much for joining us. That's the Cathaoirleach of Longford County Council, the Fine Gael councillor, Micheál Carrigy.